to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa!
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too. You held up a stagecoach in the rain, and I'm doing the same. So
sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Moon people go into the stratosphere,
soldiers fighting with the Kong,
but with you by my side, I can do anything.
When we swing, we hang past right and wrong.
I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to. I'll do sticking with you. Oh, oh, I'm 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 sticking with you.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away, go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Police 5-0.
We should play some Police.
We should play the Police.
I think it's a sign.
I have...
Listen to the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, round one. I'm calling the police. Civil War round, the police versus the police. Which song do you like better, Canary in a Coal Mine or Driven in Tears?
Your life like a canary in a coal mine. You got so
All right. There's round one. I'm calling the police. The Civil War round. Anybody ever call the police on you? I'm calling the police. I got the police called on me a couple times over the years. All horse pucky. People that call the police are whining babies, don't you think? Unless you really need a cop. I don't know. My grandmother called the police once. Not on me. Three words to describe my grandmother. What a lesbian. This is Chris Earle. It's the Friday Night Fights. Here with you until 8 p.m. George and Kyle Wolfenden will be here. But as the best of the Wolfendens, they will be here. I was going to say they're late, but I was late too. What are you going to do? One rule of radio is show up on time. I showed up 6:03. What are you going to do? It's traffic. People are out there buying, like, trees and presents and getting big things to eat. Giant sandwiches and scallops and clams and crap like that. Well, round one is over. Which one do you like better, Canary in a Coal Mine or Driven to Tears? They're both great songs. I love the Police. Love the Police. Saw Sting a few months ago. That was okay. He's getting old. I think he's like 70, 71 or whatever. But I got robbed, or close to getting robbed during that, but I stopped them. I stopped these three Latinas from ripping me off. Story for another day. You want to listen to the archives? It's out there in the internet land somewhere. Or maybe I'll bring it up again one day, just not tonight. Anyway, 6:14, still at work, leave. Wearing my Puerto Rico hat. It's keeping me warm. To all my Puerto Rican friends out there, hello, how are you? Did you work today? If you're still at work, leave. 6:14 in the evening. Time travel. I miss time travel, but the Friday Night Fights are here. And next week, we're going to have Hear It Wow versus Time Travel. It's the Friday Night Fights version of Christmas Battle 2024. Me and Derek have done the Christmas Battle for a number of years. He's going to be here with his wife and a number of friends, and we will be doing the Christmas Battle next week. This week, it'll be George and Kyle whenever the hell they get here. For now, vote at WMFO.org, DJ chat. I think the show is going swimmingly, don't you? Let's do round two, days of the week. We know it's Friday the 13th. Tomorrow is Saturday the 14th. This round is just called days of the week. It could be anything. You would think I would do something about Fridays, but no. I'm going to do the Bay City Rollers talking about Saturday and the Lonely Island talking about Sunday. Here we go. Start of round two. Friday Night Fights. WMFO in Method.
We're back. Ready for round two.
Saturday night, Saturday night. Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Pawns?
Yo, Sandberg, what's cracking?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Nadia!
Man, it's happening.
But first, my hunger pangs are sticking like duct tape.
Let's hit up Magnolia and Mac on some cupcakes.
No doubt that bakery's got all the bomb frosting.
I love those cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
Gosling, Gosling, Gosling.
No, six.
No, 12.
Baker's cousin.
I told you that I'm crazy for these cupcakes, cousin.
Yo, where's the movie playing?
Upper West Side, dude.
Well, let's hit up Yahoo Maps to find the dopest route.
I prefer MapQuest.
That's a good one, too.
Google Maps is the best.
True that.
Double true.
68 to Broadway.
Step on it, sucker.
What you wanna do, Chris?
Sack attack, motherfucker.
Hit the chronic. What calls of Narnia?
Yes, the chronic. What calls of Narnia?
We love that chronic. What calls of Narnia?
Pass that chronic. What calls of Narnia? Stop at that deli, the theater's overpriced.
You've got the backpack,
gonna pack it up nice.
Don't want security to get suspicious.
Mr. Pippin, red vines equals crazy delicious.
You reach in my pocket, pull out some dough.
Girl acted like she'd never seen a 10 before.
It's all about the Hamiltons, baby.
Throw the snacks in a bag.
And I'm ghost like Swayze.
Swayze, Swayze.
Roll up to the theater.
Ticket buying, what we're handling.
You can call us Aaron Burr.
From the way we're dropping Hamilton.
I'm parked in our seats, movie trivia's the illest.
What Friends alum starred in films with Bruce Willis?
We answered so fast it was scary.
Everyone stand in awe when we scream Matthew Perry.
They're
quiet in the theater or it's gonna get tragic.
We're about to get taken to a dream world of magic.
It's the chronic, what calls of Narnia?
Yes, the chronic, what calls of Narnia?
We love that chronic, what calls of Narnia?
Pass that chronic, what calls of Narnia?
There we go. Which one do you like better, Lonely Island or Bay City Rollers? Saturday Night or Lazy Sunday? I love both of those. It's a tough one. I'm going to vote for the first one for you, give you a little lead. What does that mean? I don't know. You need a little lead? If I need to be led into the voting for the Friday Night Fights? I'm a little off today. I'm a little off. I think it's because I'm running late. My brother's on here. I'm like, what is going on here with this show? I'm just going to keep playing some songs for you, and then we'll get to the show when they get here. But I'm going to say Canary in a Coal Mine for round one. Anybody want us to vote? Driven to Tears versus Canary in a Coal Mine? There you go. Bay City Rollers versus Lonely Island? There you go. Next round's called What a Bitch. For you... apropos, considering the way I'm feeling right now here on Friday afternoon, things running late, and a million people out there in the traffic. All right, whatever, Chris. You got to get yourself together. You got to get your wits together there, brother. What's going on? It's like you've been smoking crack or something. What is going on here? Round three.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count. And the number of the counting shall be three.
What a bitch. What a bitch. It's Elton John versus Cartman from South Park. It's round three, Friday Night Fights, WMFO Medford.
Saturday night, the bitch, the bitch.
listen to the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. You're in the middle of round three.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Well, Cosmo's a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a stupid bitch, she's ever was a bitch, she's a bitch to all the boys and girls. On Monday she's a bitch, on Tuesday she's a bitch, and Wednesday to Saturday she's a bitch. Then on Sunday, just to be different, she's a super king, Kamehameha bitch. Have you ever met my friend Cosmo? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch. Have you ever met my friend Cosmo? She's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world. She's a mean old bitch, and she has stupid hair. She's a bitch, 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 bitch. She's a stupid bitch. Cosmo's a bitch, and she's just a dirty bitch. I really mean it, Cosmo. She's a big fat bitch. Pretty old bad fucking bitch, Cosmo.
Get away from her, you bitch!
All right, that's round three. What a bitch. Looks like Cartman's getting quite a few votes here. Love Elton John. Love Elton John. However, I'm going Cartman on that one too, because Kyle's mom is a bitch. Yeah. Anyway, Bay City Rollers. Bay City Rollers is getting quite a few votes here. Lonely Island hasn't gotten one yet. Driven to Tears versus Canary in a Coal Mine. Nobody voted. That means either nobody's listening because I was late or everybody's shy out there. But I'm going to call it on that one and close round one. Canary in a Coal Mine, which was my vote, wins that round. So if you want to vote and you're showing up late, TS. If you show up late now, TS. You can't vote for round one. Anyway, I'm going to keep moving on. I got a mashup going, and the next one's pretty good. It's the Beatles and Led Zeppelin versus the Champs and Queen featuring P.W. Herman. Here we go. It's round four, Friday Night Fights. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station, WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle, and my brothers, George and Kyle, will be here at one point. As far as I know, we'll see. Here we go.
Three, four monsters walking across the floor. I love counting, counting to the number four.
Take 29. Reach for this one.
We'll be right back.
the middle of round four, Friday Night Fights.
Let's go!
Steve walks barely down the street, the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go.
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Out of the way, the bullets rip to the side of the field.
Tequila.
Another one bites the dust.
PW in there, PW Herman with Queen and the Champs. I'm calling that one another one has tequila? No. What am I going to call that one? Another one has tequila, sure. Let's call it that. Versus Whole Lot of Helter Skelter, which I think is probably one of the best mashups I've ever heard in my life. That Beatles and Led Zeppelin one is awesome. So my vote goes to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin that round, the mashup round. But you can also vote for the Champs and Queen featuring Pee Wee Herman, which is fun. I miss Pee Wee Herman. I guess there's a movie coming out about Pee Wee, Paul Rubens, and that'll be great. I think he got a raw deal when he was caught beaten off. Nobody says beaten off anymore, but I say it. Why not? He was caught beaten off in the Florida theater back in the 90s. And then everybody seemed to forget. It seems like over time, people just forget about things that were that happened. Like, history is just getting swept under a rug. Like, if you do something god-awful, like, all of a sudden, you know, everybody forgives you. Who knows? I'm not liking what's happening with this assassin, with this this assassin, the healthcare system. Healthcare is going to be the biggest issue of 2025 going forward. Mark my word, healthcare is going to be a really big issue in the U.S. of A., and everybody's going to have an opinion on it because everybody has health care, or most people have health care. And most people that do have health care do not like the cost of health care. And like I said, you know, I don't get political on here, but Bernie was right. Bernie was right. And Michael Moore was right years ago. He quoted Michael Moore, I guess, the assassin. Luigi. Hey, Luigi. Hey, Luigi, you made a ghost gun. I was on grand jury last year, and I can mention this, but there were quite a few. I saw 160 cases, and I learned a lot about people and how awful people really are. A lot of awful, awful people are out there, and they're very close to you, wherever you live. And they're not. I don't want to have the fear factor on here, but there's a lot of awful people in the world, and it's important to work together. And in this day and age, everybody is being driven apart more than ever. There's no debate anymore. There's no healthy debate. There is the slamming of the phone, I like to call it, where one side doesn't agree with the other, and they just slam the phone down on the other one. And if somebody is associated with that other person they disagreed with, they slam down the phone on them too. It's really sad days here. But it is 2024. We got a long way to go. I really think the healthcare issue is going to be a big issue. We really should have universal health care here in the U.S. of A. We are way, 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 way far behind. I think what the guy did assassinating the United healthcare guy is awful, and he's a piece of crap for doing that. I'd like to say the S word, but, you know, I let it slip every now and then. But just to know, he's an awful dude. Very intelligent man who was probably not abused, but just didn't get his way all the time. Very rich, intelligent man. Probably never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Just kind of a loner who
sat in and, you know, read books and, you know, bitched and clawed and, you know, worked his way up. But, you know, yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Going into round five is the parody round. Let's have a couple of laughs here. Mashup round, Beatles and Zeppelin versus the Champs and Queen featuring P.W. Herman. You can go to DJWMFO and you can vote on there, or you can call me at 855-915-WMFO. The next round is called When Will They Show Up? George and Kyle should be here at any moment. I think I just got a ding from them. Let me look. It may be them. They may be here for they may be here for the next round. It is. He's here. George just responded. 6:38 p.m. We are here. So I'm going to go down and pick them up. And in the meantime, enjoy this. It is round five, the parody round. It is Bob Rivers versus the Super Secret Project. Friday Night Fights here on WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Good luck, America. I'll be right back.
You've heard Turn the Beat Around by Vicky Sue Robinson, Heaven on the Seventh Floor, La Freak by Chic, Fly Robin Fly by The Silver Connection, and now number five.
You gotta do. Get out the barn, stay off the farm. Go read a nursery rhyme. Don't ring 976-BAAA. That kind of love's a crime. Hey, dirty deeds
done with shit.
Dirty deeds,
little Bo Peep.
Dirty deeds
done with shit.
Dirty deeds and they're done. Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep.
My friend Larry has a little lamb. Her fleece is white as snow. He keeps bragging about her night and day. Someone should tell him no. Look at the flock, they're all in shock. Here comes that mutton fan. Knock out the fleece, give them some peace. Don't be a bum. Velcro gloves, knee pads, late night dates,
done with sheep.
Warning signs, electric fences, high voltage,
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
don't tell them what I've done to you.
Done with sheep.
Dirty deeds, dirty deeds, dirty deeds,
done with sheep.
Quiet, girls. I think the shepherd's coming.
It's the Friday Night Fights. You're in the middle of round five, the parody round.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Conway. Now I'm down in Manchester next to Adam Sandler. But I'll be Woods forever. I'm the new Salinger, cause I could live anywhere. But I choose to live here, the middle of nowhere. I used to shop in Salem, next to Rockingham Park. Right there up on 28, you'll find Canopy Lake Park. Bring me up to Portsmouth, the saloon at State Street. Catch me up at Gilly's after hours for some late eat. It's not the Kangamangus, it's the Kankamagus. It's a scenic byway that I like to drive in August. Now I'm down in Bedford, home of Seth Myers, yeah. Also Sarah Silverman, we're funny motherfuckers here. We like to say what's up, guy. It's our way to say hi. In February, it is good to know a plow guy. It is shaped like a key, also where I like to ski. Tell by my belt buckle that I'm most definitely
New
from
New Hampshire. Hey. Uh-huh. Manfred is the link of the sales club. There's nothing much to do.
Yeah.
Here in New
working at the Speedway for the ratio. I made the flannel shirt more famous than a scarecrow. Don't drink and drive here, listen to what I say. Even though we put our liquor stores right on the highway. You can drive my Washington, I got my Monadnock in 1787. We invented the alarm clock. Concord coach, Dartmouth coach, the Downers to Ramtrak. On Squam Lake, Henry Fonda taught y'all how to act. Derry's Alan Shepard, first guy in a spaceship. It's a pity that Kristen McAuliffe didn't make it. Did you hear about the ice storm of 08? I went without power for 11 straight days. You can buy a handgun, you can buy some fireworks. Sandwich fair, rest in peace, Daniel Webster. America's Stonehenge, long live the dairy trade. Long live the old man, I'm from the Granites.
Make New that. Hampshire,
see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his hardest bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds this week of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. That's some Robert Frost, he's our most famous poet. It was actually written up in Vermont, but it's associated with the 603, where it's a fact I don't know any Hispanics and just one black guy. You can go to Bike Week, that's up in Laconia. In the winter months at the Notch at Franconia. Home of BODE, our Olympic ski champion. He faced high pressure like my man Alvin Grilly.
New Hampshire, if you don't want to wait. Can get cold, but still the autumn's very pretty. When this song makes me rich, I'm gonna move to right. Everybody pump your fists and yell, live free or die.
Live free or die.
There is the Super Secret Project with Granite State of Mind and Bob Rivers and his group with Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. It's the parody round. And George is here. Hey, George.
Hey.
Welcome back to WMFO. And Kyle's here as well, but he's dropping a deuce. Or taking a pippy. One of the two.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
That wasn't that long.
No. It was probably the pippy. Number one or number two? It was number one, everybody. Number one. We vote number one here on the Friday Night Fights.
Do we get to vote on round five?
Yeah, of course you do. Well, first let's get Kyle on here. Hello, Kyle Wolfenden.
Hey, what's going
Welcome
on?
Back to WMFO in Medford. It's been a long time since Kyle's been here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. This is these two are my brothers. So these guys haven't. Dave George has been in the studio quite a few times. Kyle's been here a couple of times over the years. A
couple times.
And last time he was here, the studio wasn't vertical. It was horizontal, or it was horizontal and not vertical, depending on how you look at it.
A little different.
But yeah, it was a little bit different back in the old days, back in our analog days before we went all digital.
That's right.
I think was the last time you were here when we were spinning CDs and vinyl and playing cassettes. Even I was playing cassettes back then. Now I do most of the stuff on the Rivendell here, or through the iPad or the iPhone or the iPod. Anyway, that round was called the parody round. Bob Rivers versus the Super Secret Project, Granite State of Mind. Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. I'm going to let George start us off. What do you think about those two? You got to hear both of them. Let's hear your thoughts.
She was singing so high, I couldn't hear a lot of what she was saying. in the New Hampshire parody.
The Grand State of Mind. Yeah. Yeah.
What I could hear was funny, but I like the Bob Rivers band. That the guy sounded just like, it's like Bon Scott.
Yeah, he did. He did a ton of parodies over the years for WAAF, and Bob Rivers Group did a whole bunch of stuff. Twisted Christmas. He did a whole bunch of Christmas parodies and things like that. So he's pretty top notch.
That's where I remember it from
stuff.
Back in the AAF days. Yes. Yeah.
I think one of the things for me with the Granite State of Mind one, I think the weakest link is probably the girl singing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty awesome. It's really well written, I think, and pretty funny. And it kind of puts New Hampshire on the map with everything that they say. He's
that
even
New
got,
Hampshire
like,
joint was tight.
Yeah,
like
he's got Al Caprillion in there and stuff.
Are we going to split the vote?
I'm going with the Super Secret Project on that one, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll go with Bob Rivers, then.
All right, Bob Rivers, George Gervin, Bob Rivers, which I still love. I love that Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. As a matter of fact, I think I might have played that once for the Christmas battle, and I think I won with that one.
How was that Christmas?
That's what Derek had to say, and I said they could be in a manger. I said the sheep can be in a manger.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
And the people that were listening, they agreed with me, and they voted my way.
Love it.
So that's going to be next week. We're doing the Christmas show next week. And today we've got probably 11 rounds. I got 10 rounds here, and then we got a heavyweight fight with Tom Petty and Daft Punk for Friday the 13th here. Traffic was pretty lousy. I talked about it a little bit, and you guys got stuck in it. Christmas shopping. Are people really Christmas shopping, or are they going out to eat, or is there just like more people than ever buying cars?
Let me tell you what they're doing. They're ordering through Amazon because those trucks are all over the road.
I agree.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Kyle, you worked with Amazon for a short time, right?
Yeah, this
it was crazy, right?
Yeah, this season's terrible.
So tell me what it's like. And you did you do it like Christmas and Thanksgiving time?
Yeah, through Thanksgiving, Christmas time. Yeah,
it must have been nuts.
It was crazy.
I remember you sent me a couple videos that were awesome.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah,
it was some hard work.
And you go everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now, did they give you a bonus if you ended up getting your packages done in time?
Like a little stipend? Yeah, they did. Yeah. But so not too much.
Okay. So I'm wondering, like, why are people, like, leaving their doors open? You notice, like,
I have noticed that. That's wicked funny you said that, because I've noticed that lately.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to, right?
No.
It's like the packages. A matter of fact.
The truck doors?
Yeah, like the side doors. Oh. Like both of those Amazon doors completely open. And as a matter of fact, I went for a walk, and I was in the rain last month. And it was after hours, so it was dark like this. It was probably about 5 o'clock, and it was pouring rain. There was like 5 packages that I saw on the side of the road, and they were from Amazon.
Yep.
And a couple of them were broken open. They were like, you know, GNC, like, you know, weightlifting stuff and crap like that. But I'm just like, they were just sitting out on the side of the road because they fell out of the truck.
That's why I don't really buy stuff online.
Yeah,
if you're not there to pick
it up,
you know
what I mean? I like going to actually physically see it.
Me too. Yeah. I like holding it in my hand.
The old school way.
Yeah. I like going to New Hampshire, actually. No sales tax, like they said in the parody.
Yeah, right.
Best part. Especially when you're ordering something that's a few $100. You know, you want to save a little bit of money. You know, be able to buy yourself a little snack after.
That's right.
Big ticket items.
But yeah, it's freaking nuts out there now. It's 6:51 in the evening here. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm here with George and Kyle. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Friday Night Fights. We had, so this is what you guys missed. I'm just going to catch you up a little bit. Round one was I'm Calling the Police, which was a Civil War round. It was the police driven to tears versus the police canary in a coal mine. What would you have voted for that one, George? You know both of those tunes.
I'm kind of in a driven to tears mood.
Yeah, yeah. I voted Canary in a Coal Mine.
It's probably a mood thing right now for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, round one?
Yeah, that was round one. You know those two songs, Kyle? The Police?
I know of the Police. It's Sting, right?
Yeah, and then Canary in a Coal Mine.
I've been trying
I don't know them.
I've been trying to introduce Kyle a little bit to the Police.
Yeah, you'll like both of those.
Some of
them picked a couple of deep cuts from the Police.
All
so Canary in a Coal Mine won that round. The Bay City Rollers versus the Lonely Island. The Lonely Island got a couple of votes, but the Bay City Rollers won that round with Saturday Night.
Saturday Night.
Versus Lazy Sunday, which is that S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night. That was great. Ma, I should add this. Ma had that on a 45. That was the first time I heard that. So Ma used to actually buy records like when I was a kid, like in the 70s. So I was like three, four years old. And she had like a little spindle with her 45s and she had a record player. And that was one of the ones she bought home. And I loved that one. And I would play that thing over and over again. It was S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
I remember that.
I have it.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I have
that.
The blue bin for 45s.
Oh, do you? Yeah. You got the Bay City Rollers?
Yeah.
And there was another one I used to spin all the time was Dirty Water, the Standells. Yep. She had that. And that one was like from her collection from the 60s, I think.
That's a classic.
And she had Kiki D and Elton John doing Don't Go Breaking My
Heart.
That's
right,
I remember she had that in there. But Ma had some good taste in music.
She did.
Yeah.
She bought a record for me. It was supposed to be for me. It was my first 45, but it was Prince Raspberry Beret.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good pick.
She loved that.
I was going to say, she had a good taste.
She does.
Good taste in music, bad taste in husbands, because neither one of them liked music at all.
Like, <That's right. laughs>
like my dad has never bought.
I've never heard your dad talk about music until he was on this show talking about the Bee Gees.
I know your dad liked music.
He did.
He loved
music.
Like Three Dog Night,
Billy Joel.
He loved Billy Joel. But I also remember talking to your Uncle Mark, and Uncle Mark was like, "Yeah, most of those records were mine, and your dad borrowed them from me."
Yeah, he
and
was
I never saw
more than a guy because he would work security for bands.
Yeah,
he worked for Jay Giles' band.
Oh no, kidding!
Yeah,
I remember. I think I remember that story. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah,
I liked Uncle Mark.
I know Uncle Mark.
He was a good guy. I remember him. Me and Eric, actually, it wasn't Russ. It was just me and Eric. We got up with him at like 4:30 in the morning to go fishing, and he's like, "I'm gonna make you guys some egg sandwiches for the thing, right?"
Oh, man.
They were awesome, right? But he didn't make us just one egg sandwich.
No.
We had like 19 egg sandwiches in there for the three of us, and we were like, 8 years old, nine years old. So like Uncle Mark had 10 of them, and like me and Eric had like three or four egg sandwiches all day, and we caught a bunch of pickerel.
We went
and caught pickerel nice. Down near where Dana lives now, actually, on that way near Attleboro.
Yep. East, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, cool stuff. So Super Secret Project has got a couple of votes from us and one for Bob Rivers from George. Beatles and Zeppelin. Did you guys hear that mashup round?
We did on the way in. We
were fantastic.
The Helter Skelter
that was
one
great.
Is perfect.
Yeah,
it lines up
great.
Perfectly.
Yeah, it's great. And the Champs and Queen got a couple of votes there, because that one's pretty good, too.
That was the tequila.
Yeah, it's shorter, and it's fun having Pee Wee laugh in there.
Pee Wee Herman, yeah.
So right now, Beatles and Zeppelin are leading that one. Okay. Elton John versus Cartman, the What a Bitch round, was A Bitch's Bag versus Kyle's Mom's Bitch from South Park.
I got to go with that one.
which is what actually won. So Cartman beat Elton John for the What a Bitch round. And right now, I think I'm going to... make a call and say the Beatles and Zeppelin won that round four mashup round by a number of votes there. So Super Secret Project is leading round five. Anybody wants to vote, go to WMFO.org, the DJ chat. You can always call in 855-915-9636. You just got to make it brief and put in your vote, since I've got a couple of guests here and we want to get back to our full boat of rounds. We've got 10 rounds plus a heavyweight fight. We'll see what we can get through here. We're going to move on next to round six, which is called Love It. Songs about love, whether or not for or against. This week, I picked duos. It is Meat Loaf and Cher versus Eminem and Rihanna. It is round six here on the Friday Night Fights in Medford, Massachusetts. It's WMFO. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Here comes Meat Loaf and Cher.
Six words long. Baby, baby.
you, but hanging around is joy.